Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. Obedience. The very word can give you a knot in your stomach. When we're told that we must obey, we have a tendency to feel like dogs that must obey their masters. That is, until you fully understand the benefits of obedience. Years ago, we wanted a family pet and decided to buy a little $400 Shih Tzu puppy. Now, mind you, when I was little, we found our family pets in the alley and would have never even dreamed of paying $400 for a dog. But this puppy was special. He was going to grow up with our kids and provide endless joy for our family. "What should we name him?" I asked. "Samson," Evie answered, "because of his long hair." And within days, Samson was shortened to Sammy, and I began to train our new precious little pet to obey me. I soon found out that this adorable little creature had a mind of his own and had no desire at all to please me with obedience. Housebreaking became a battle of the wills. I was intent on teaching him to go outside, and he was intent on making our home his personal restroom. I even rolled up newspaper and smacked it in my hands, saying, "Bad dog," with every act of disobedience. After 2 weeks of no results, you can imagine what I was doing with the newspaper. Evie got so upset, she said, just put an ad in the paper saying, "Free to a good home." And I said, "Are you crazy? I paid $400 for this dog. I am not giving him away. I will make him obey me." I can remember looking at Sammy and saying, "If you don't obey me, I'll bury you in the backyard and go buy another one that looks just like you. I paid $400 for you, and you will obey me." In John 14:15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Or you could say it, "If you love me, obey my laws." Just as I was imposing my laws on our new pet for the betterment of our home, God imposes His law on us, not just to be bossy, but for our own good. I finally won the war of the wills with Sammy, and he really has become the perfect little pet. You know, Jesus paid much more than $400 for your salvation. So don't growl at the thought of obedience. Give in quickly and enjoy the benefits. It's a good thing that God is not like me. If He was, I'd be buried in the backyard. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.